Our heroes are human heroes. That's a very new situation. Most other societies have had right at their center the worship of something transcendent, a god, a spirit, a natural force, the universe, whatever it is, something else that is being worshipped. We've slightly lost the habit of doing that, which is, I think, why we're particularly drawn to nature. Not for the sake of our health, though it's often presented that way, but because it's an escape from the human anthill. It's an escape from our own competition and our own dramas. And that's why we enjoy looking at glaciers and oceans and contemplating the earth from outside its perimeters, etc. We like to feel in contact with something that is non-human, and that is so deeply important to us. What I think I've been talking about really is success and failure. And one of the interesting things about success is that we think we know what it means. If I said to you that there's somebody behind the screen who's very, very successful, certain ideas would immediately come to mind. You would think that person might have made a lot of money, achieved renown in some field. My own theory of success, and I'm somebody who's very interested in success, I really want to be successful. I'm always thinking, how can I be more successful? But as I get older, I'm also very nuanced about what that word success might mean. Here's an insight that I've had about success. You can't be successful at everything. We hear a lot about talk about work-life balance nonsense. You can't have it all. You can't. So any vision of success has to admit what it's losing out on, where the element of loss is. And I think any wise life will accept, as I say, that there's going to be an element where we're not succeeding.